Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Woodson, W-O-O-D-S-O-N. Stacy Woodson is a 60-year-old woman who reports she injured her right arm at work when she fell on ice on 2/15/20. Apparently she went to Olympic Care Emergency Room afterwards, period. With this and subsequent evaluation, she understood her final diagnosis to be a fractured wrist and frozen shoulder with an elbow injury. Pierce underwent open reduction internal fixation of the right wrist in February 2022. Pierce, the implanted hardware was removed in September 2022. Pierce completed a course of active treatment in November 2022. Pierce, in paragraph per her claim petition, Ms. Woodson slipped and fell on ice, alleging injuries to her right shoulder, common right arm, elbow, hand, and wrist. Paired treatment records show she was seen at the emergency room on 2/13/21. We're shown to an x-ray to be inserted here. Paired she was then apparently treated and released. Scratch that, was treated and released with a diagnosis of closed fracture of the distal end of the right radius. She was utilizing a splint and was referred for orthopedic consultation. Paired in a paragraph, this was accomplished on 2/15/21 when she saw Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N. Period. Exam found bruising and swelling about the right wrist. Paired she had no elbow tenderness to palpation. Paired range of motion was limited to pain and swelling. Period. He reviewed her x-rays, noting it demonstrated a distal radius fracture in approximately neutral alignment with some dorsal comminution and a non-displaced fracture line extending into the junction of the scaphoid and lunate facets. Period. He placed Ms. Woodson in a sugar tongue splint. Period. She followed up on 2/22/21 and x-rays were repeated. Period. They demonstrated the previously noted distal radius fracture. Period. There had been approximately 5 degrees of increased dorsal tilt as well as loss of about 5 degrees of radial inclination and development of some gapping of the volar cortex. These were all consistent with progressive dorsal angulation displacement of the fracture. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention, which they elected to pursue. Period. On surgery was done on 9/23/21 to be inserted here. Period. And underline this, we need to find the first surgery report to insert. Period. Postoperatively on 3/19/21, Dr. Tulipan wrote, she had right distal radius open reduction internal fixation on 3/4/21 and had been doing well since surgery. Period. At that time, he identified a colles fracture of the right radius. Period. He placed her in a removable splint. Period. He monitored her progress through 5/28/21, period. She had a significant amount of stiffness, and he recommended continued aggressive therapy to optimize her range of motion. Period. Given her amount of stiffness, she was not yet ready to return to work. Period. He recommended an additional 6 weeks of therapy, after which she would return to him. Period. She was also being sent to one of their non-operative sports specialists for evaluation for possible frozen shoulder. Period. New paragraph on 6/9/21, she was indeed seen by Dr. Chanik, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K. Pretty performed x-rays of the shoulder that showed no fractures, joint space or osseous abnormalities. Period. He diagnosed adhesive capsulitis in the right shoulder, for which he recommended therapy. Period. A right shoulder MRI was done on 6/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Chanik reviewed these results with her on 6/23/21. Period. He recommended an ultrasound-guided injection to the glenohumeral joint. Period. This was administered on 6/24/21. Period. She saw Dr. Chanik. Scratch that. She then saw Dr. Tulipan again on 7/9/21. Period. She had been working with therapy to deal with her stiffness. Period. He found a large amount of palpable subcutaneous scar tissue in the area of the volar incision of the right radius. Period. She was able to make a full composite fist and fully extend all digits. Period. X-rays demonstrated no evidence of displacement. Period. All hardware was in excellent position, and there had been healing of the fracture. Period. He elected to hold off on pursuing hardware removal for several months. Period. She did undergo that procedure as noted above. Period. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Chanik on 8/5/21 regarding her right shoulder. Period. He recommended continued physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. She saw Dr. Tulipan again on 8/6/21. When he offered an additional diagnosis of fibrosis due to internal orthopedic prosthetic devices, implants, and grafts. Period. She wanted her hardware removed as soon as possible. Period. He wanted to wait at least 6 months from surgery to do this. Period. After removal of the hardware, she continued to see Dr. Tulipan postoperatively. Period. She also regularly saw Dr. Chanik regarding her shoulder. Period. He administered further injections to the shoulder. Period. She saw Dr. Tulipan 3/4/11/12 when she was doing well after removal of her hardware. Period. The pain was well controlled, but she had some residual stiffness. Period. This did not cause any difficulty with her job or other issues. Period. She reported mild intermittent paresthesias, as well as some mild posterior elbow pain consistent with olecranon bursitis. Period. He thought there was some mild intermittent paresthesias in both the dorsal radial sensory and median distributions, likely due to disuse as well as swelling. Period. Recommended resumption of all activities as tolerated and to follow up as needed. Period. She also saw Dr. Chanik through 1/24/22 when she was doing much better. Period. She had significant improvement after the recent cortisone injection and felt about 90% back to her baseline. Period. Motion had approximately 150 degrees of flexion and 140 degrees of abduction. Period. He could take her further into range of motion with just some mild stiffness. period, there was full strength with rotator cuff testing and no tenderness. Period, his final diagnosis was not only adhesive capsulitis, but also right glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis. Period, he cleared her to full duty. Period, physical exam. Extremities. Upper there was atrophy of the left hand web space and interosseous muscles. Period. There was swelling of the ring finger, and put that in italics, please. There were several healed surgical scars, period, on the left palmar surface was a curvilinear scar measuring approximately 1.25 inches in length. Period, this started at the proximal fourth metacarpal, radiating superiorly. Period, there was also a 1.25 inch oblique scar at the left wrist. Period, on the right wrist was a 2 inch midline volar wrist scar and a 1.25 inch scar on its dorsal aspect. Period. Motion on the right wrist was limited to 45 degrees of flexion, but was otherwise full. Period, motion of the wrist, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. And the muscle testing was 5-. Resisted left wrist extension and 4+ for interosseous strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal hands, wrist, elbows. Did not sign at the right medial epicondyle, elicited numbness and tingling, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal, and shoulders were normal. Spine, cervical active flexion was to 15 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 5 degrees, comma, rotation right 70 degrees and left of 50 degrees. Period, she was tender at the left trapezius, musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period, she thinks this may be from myofascial pain syndrome. Thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 2/13/21, Stacy Whitson slipped on ice and injured her right upper extremity. Period, she was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays identified a fracture at the wrist. Period, she then was seen by Dr. Tulipan, who confirmed this diagnosis and continued her on conservative treatment. Period, however, she remained symptomatic and submitted to surgery to be inserted here. Period, she followed up postoperatively and had surgical removal of her hardware on 9/23/21 to be inserted here. Period, she also was seen by Dr. Chanik regarding her right shoulder that was diagnosed with adhesive capsulitis. Period, this was treated conservatively with therapy and injections. Period, ultimately she was released to full duty by both orthopedic specialists. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Whitson, found there to be swelling of the right wrist where there was decreased range of motion. Period. She did have full range of motion of the right elbow and shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there were healed surgical scars on both the right and left hands. Period. Many muscle testing was mildly decreased, but hand dynamometry found symmetric grip strength bilaterally. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 2% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right arm or elbow. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce doing teaching. Period. End.